And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City police officers is dead following a standoff. Two undercover police detectives were shot outside the Skyview Motel near U.S. Highway 40 and I-435 late yesterday morning while following the suspect. He was considered a person of interest in the shooting death of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student earlier this month. A third Kansas City police detective was later shot during a standoff with the suspect at a home near 30th and Topping. The suspect was shot and killed by police at the scene of the standoff, and authorities say all three officers who were shot are expected to recover. Today is Amazon Prime Day, or Christmas in July for Amazon Prime members. Customers going to have access to over 1 million deals. Technically, you must be an Amazon Prime subscriber to take advantage of the deals, but some of the vendors offer discounts to all shoppers, and there's also a loophole that allows free trial users to access the sale. France, the winner of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. They defeated Croatia 4-2 in yesterday's final. This is France's second World Cup. They also captured the title back in 1998. And Mattress Firm is offering a dream job for those who just want to be paid to sleep. A bed testing snooze turn. The company is accepting applications through July 23rd for the paid internship, which involves testing out new beds while chronicling the experience in videos and on social media. Applicants for the internship must be at least 18 years old, be proficient in napping regardless of time of day, be interested in exposure to different surfaces, textures, and sleep positions, and be passionate about sleep and comfort. The story and the link to the application are up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
Yes, please. I fell asleep at the pool yesterday.
It's easy to do.
I can sleep anywhere.
It's 10 items or less for Monday.
They're like, Brian, come on, wake up. Come on. It's probably how I got this nasty sunburn.
I see you're a little red.
Great. It hurts.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's a big show Saturday night at Sprint Center.
Good night. I was driving around Overland Park Saturday night, and I'm like, why is the town so empty? Like, the restaurants seemed empty, the streets were empty, and then I realized everyone was at one of two places, seeing Imagine Dragons at Sprint Center, or seeing whatever country show was at Arrowhead. Was that Kenny Chesney?
I think so.
So everybody was at one of those two places. We had the town to ourselves.
Right.
Trying to give you concert tickets, your choice between them. We just need the right answer to this. Just over 10% of us claim to hide our cash here. Where is it that we're hiding it?
All right, going to start in St. Joe with Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
I'm going to say under your mattress.
It's not under the mattress. That was my first guess when I read this, too. But it's not the old mattress.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Right, thank you, Kevin. In Warrensburg, here's Kevin.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, all right. I'm going to guess in your dresser drawers.
Not in the dresser drawers. No.
Okay, thank you.
In Liberty, here's Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Where are we stashing the cash?
Well, I was going to say the sock drawer.
Not in the drawers. Do you have another guess?
I don't know.
Try back.
Okay. Oak Grove, here's Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Yes, sir. I'm going to say in your shoe.
In your shoes.
Shoe.
That's it.
That's it?
Yes.
No way.
Just over 10% of us claim to hide our cash in our shoes. I have done that on vacation to have a little backup money just in case we would get robbed, whatever. Right. At a bar.
Yeah, stinking filthy money.
That's. Are you saying my feet stink? You'd be accurate. They do, but yes.
No, mine do, though.
You got it. Your choice. You want to go see Hall & Oates and Train this Friday, or do you want to go to Def Leppard and Journey next Wednesday?
Def Leppard and Journey, where are they at? Which one?
That's going to be Sprint Center.
They're both in Sprint Center?
They're both at Sprint. You know what? We'll put you on hold with Joey. You can figure that out.
All right.
Pick your show. More tickets to give away all week long to both of those shows.
So, what do they always say? They say that money's got like most of our money has cocaine on it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
And I didn't realize how many. Somebody kind of made a joke about women hiding it in their bra, and in the summer, then when they pull it out, it's sweaty and gross.
Right.
And then I saw a friend of mine do it not that long ago. I'm like, oh, people really do that.
No, people really do that. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So you imagine what's all over all the bills that we handle, right?
Bro.
Does it make you feel better to carry a credit card around?
It makes me feel better that I have no cash. That makes me being broke actually feel better.
So I don't have to handle that dirty stuff. That's good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Gremlins and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, actress Phoebe Cates is 55. From Anchorman, Elf, Old School, all kinds of movies, comedian Will Ferrell is 51. And actor Corey Feldman turns 47. For the first time in a while, Sony Pictures Entertainment claimed the top spot in the weekend box office. Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation, this week's number one film in North America, earning just over $45 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second is Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then rounding out this week's top five, the new Dwayne Johnson movie Skyscraper, Incredibles 2, and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Taylor Swift is shaking off a technical difficulty at one of her concerts that left her stuck in the air. The singer was performing her hit song Delicate when she got stuck in a basket. It was supposed to transport her between stages at her show in Philadelphia on Saturday.
But unfortunately, it did not. Maybe I should check to see that I'm in the right spot here.
Yeah, she started talking to the crowd, started giving a little bit of an acoustic performance of a different song while she was waiting for it to get fixed.
So what you just saw was me going like straight up and down in the sparkly basket. It's supposed to take me to the other side of the stadium. So what happens now is basically like I'm just chilling waiting to figure out what happens next. It's so boring for me.
Can you imagine? You're just hanging over, I don't know, probably 60,000 people going, keep them entertained somehow.
I'm sure.
Vamp.
Yeah.
Just kill some time here while you're up in the basket. We're giving you a chance to see Taylor Swift here at Arrowhead and then down in Dallas. Your next chance to become a finalist is between 7 and 8 this morning.
Were they able to get her down or is she still up there?
No, they were able to eventually return her to the main stage in a different basket. Hollywood Reporter says former NBA star Dennis Rodman was booed Saturday night while speaking at the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis. Apparently, he struggled during his time, flubbed some of his lines, got some loud jeers when he made a reference to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who's good friends with Rodman. Some other roasters that were there Saturday night included his former Moonlighting co-star Cybill Shepherd, Martha Stewart, and his ex-wife. The roast is scheduled to air July 29th on Comedy Central.
Did I not see, by the way, that Bruce made headlines over the weekend by saying that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie?
What?
Which couldn't be further from the truth
in my eyes.
That is
a lie, Bruce Willis.
I think we discount everything he says about this.
Set at a Christmas party, am I correct?
Yes.
It's a Christmas party. Everything about it is filled with Christmas.
That lie Bruce Willis held is worse than his music career.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
Yeah, I think there's no way that we listen as somebody says, look, we all know better than George Lucas on Star Wars, so let's just discount Bruce Willis on Die Hard.
I think we have to at this point.
Not a Christmas movie. Here's MJ. You want to be starting something, Bruce.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Talks are underway between President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. They're sitting down one-on-one at the presidential palace in Helsinki with only translators present. After that wraps up, advisors and staffers from both sides will be allowed in. A joint news conference is expected before 9 a.m. our time. Royals stumble into the All-Star break with a 10-1 loss to the White Sox in Chicago. The Royals dropped to a Major League worst 27-68 record. That's one more loss than the 2015 World Series champion club had.
Oh.
They've lost more than the team back in 2015.
Oh, fantastic.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas Markle, thinks she looks terrified while on outings with her husband, Prince Harry, and the royal family is pleading to speak to and reconcile with his daughter. He told The Sun, I think she's terrified. I see it in her eyes, I see it in her face, and I see it in her smile. He also blasted the royal family as outdated, wondered why his daughter has to conform to a ridiculous dress code. Thomas Markle, who said his daughter isn't answering his calls and Kensington Palace won't return his texts.
You wonder why?
He said, I had a heart attack. Doesn't anybody care? I could actually die soon. Virginia man's need for speed is leaving him without a car. Man driving a McLaren was speeding in Fairfax County when he crashed the $300,000 car into a tree and totaled it only one day after buying it. $300,000 car. Police say the driver only suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Fairfax County Police Department posted a picture of the mangled car on Facebook, urging drivers to slow down or, quote, it could cost you.
Its insurance company posted the picture, too. Like,
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles away from here, maybe, once you win our Taylor Swift Here and There.
Your chance to become an instant finalist very, very soon. Keep listening.
But how about that, Jen? On the phone, we have our person who won the Paris trip to see the Mission Impossible movie.
And the girl who won, we were sending her on her birthday. Yeah, we got to find out how this trip to Paris went.
That's right. And I think she's hanging on line two here this morning. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am fantastic.
So you were just newly returned from Paris, right? You got back a couple days ago?
Yeah, we got back on Saturday.
And who did you end up taking?
Well, my mom didn't have my passport, so I took my husband.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, see, mom missed out then.
Yeah, so tell us everything. So you go to Paris. What did you see? What did you do?
Oh, my gosh. We did so much. I know we only had like 3 days there, but we saw everything. We went to the bottom of Paris in the catacombs, and the same day went all the way to the top of Paris, the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
How cool is
that? Fantastic. You got a chance to see the movie as well at the premiere, right?
Yes, and I definitely recommend it. There's so much action packed into this movie, and the twists and turns, oh, it's just fantastic. It's fantastic.
And was there a red carpet? Were there celebrities there? What was the premiere like?
Yes. I met a whole bunch of celebrities.
What?
I met, Tom Cruise, Sean Penn.
Okay, hold on. You met
Simon
Tom?
Penn.
You met
Wait,
Tom
did
Cruise?
You met Tom Cruise?
Yes.
What? No way.
See, we sent people.
I had a conversation with Tom Cruise.
We sent.
Got pictures.
Oh, my God.
We give away these trips, and we think, oh, this will be cool. They'll get to go to Paris. They'll see the movie. No, you hung out with Tom Cruise. You're best friends now.
He was in the same movie theater as us and everything.
What do you talk about?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about Kansas City. We talked about this wonderful trip that you guys sent me on. And we were the first people that he got to see that actually spoke English and not French.
Oh.
So that was probably kind of a relief for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, you have a leg up on our celebrity call contest next time we do that, because
yes,
you get Tom Cruise to call in.
Shoot. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Tom Cruise, Sean Penn?
Simon Penn.
Oh,
and
Simon Pegg.
And then also got, and then also Superman.
Oh.
Cavill.
Oh, Henry, yeah, of course.
That's kind of amazing.
It was very amazing.
And was it cool for you and your husband to just get to hang out in Paris? Because that's a pretty romantic city.
Oh, yes. We stayed up until 2 a.m. every morning just watching the Paris Eiffel Tower lights and sitting at little cafes. And it was wonderful. It was like a second honeymoon.
Wow. Living the dream in Paris. That's pretty awesome, Kate. That's unbelievable.
And you were from...
It was a wonderful birthday present.
Yeah, because we ended up sending you on your birthday.
Yes. Yeah, my 30th birthday.
And where are you from? What part of Kansas City do you live in?
I live in Camden Point.
Okay, Camden Point. So see, again, Kansas City area winners that we're sending on these huge trips where you get to hang out and become BFFs with Tom Cruise.
That's right. Well, I want to see those pictures, so please make sure that you tag us in the Facebook photos of those, because that sounds unreal.
Definitely. I will definitely post some for you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling and letting us know how everything was.
Yeah. Thanks for checking
in. Thank you for sending us.
You're welcome.
You are welcome, Kate. And Mission Impossible Fallout is in theaters July 27th, so we can all see it then. But there we go. So glad you liked the trip.
Yes, thank you so much. so much.
All right.
Real Kansas City winners, never a national contest. Are you ready
for it? Caller 12 2816 576 7102 becomes an instant finalist for Taylor Swift here and there.
From your station for the big concert trips.
I would love to see Taylor Swift.
KC 1021.
Well, you heard about Kate's experience in Paris. Now the next big flyaway.
Taylor Swift here and there. We want to send you to Arrowhead and Dallas. Be caller 12 right now.
She gets to meet Tom Cruise, Jen. That's unbelievable.
From the catacombs to the top of the Eiffel Tower. What an amazing trip.
Holy cow. All right. Look, these things surprise even us sometimes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. I'm only one
call away. Charlie Puth and One Call Away, and we are one caller away from a winner for Kids Bop that we didn't get on Friday.
See if you can beat the buzzer. Let's start and see if somebody can do it in 30 seconds.
I'd say, and the text line loses their minds at this game, too. All right, let's go to South KC where Matt is standing by. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Okay, you're going to be the first victim today.
All right,
so what we do is put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Matt?
Yes.
What part of the body is a podiatrist known to treat?
The foot.
Correct. What type of business was the TV show Cheers based on?
A bar.
Correct. Chewbacca is a character from what franchise?
Star Wars.
Yes. Where is Buckingham Palace?
In London, England.
Correct. Drew Butera is a catcher for what Major League Baseball team?
The Twins.
Oh no! He is one of our very own hair-flipping royals, Drew Butera. I'm sorry, Matt. You were so close. I thought for sure you had the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, text line, for saying when people bong out, we get the poopity scoop from Kanye.
Matt does not beat the buzzer. Let's see if we can find someone else.
All right. In Belton, here's Johanna. Good morning, Johanna.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Oh, man. I thought he was going to steal your tickets.
Me too.
Seriously.
Right to the end. All right.
Okay.
Johanna, we're putting 30 seconds on the clock for you. Who won the World Cup, France or Croatia?
France.
Correct. My Heart Will Go On came from which movie?
Titanic?
Yes. Who was Ed McMahon announcing when he said, "Here's Johnny"?
Johnny Carson.
Yes. When texting, what does BRB stand for?
Be right back.
Yes. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Yes! You did it!
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You beat the buzzer.
Oh, man.
A four-pack of tickets for you to enjoy Kids Bop this Friday at Starlight. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You hang on, Joey. I'll get all your info.
Finally, somebody beats the buzzer.
Woo!
Oh, thank goodness.
Made it through. Next question was, what type of fish is Nemo? You know that one?
No.
You don't know?
No.
Clownfish.
A who?
Finding Nemo.
But what fish?
A clownfish.
Clownfish. I didn't see the movie.
Oh, that would have tripped you up. Look
it
at this.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
We still have more tickets to give away today. Tickets to Hall & Oates and Train. That show's coming up this Friday. We'll give you a chance to win those about 8:20.
Drew Butera.
Nice.
Drew Butera.
The hottest royal there is. I love him.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's pretty cool.
I'm verifying for you.
He's got the best hair.
Yes. And he does good charity work, too.
He does. That indeed.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City police officers is dead following a standoff. Two undercover police detectives were shot outside the Skyview Motel near U.S. Highway 40 and I-435 late yesterday morning while following the suspect, who was considered a person of interest in the shooting death of a UMKC student earlier this month. A third Kansas City police detective was later shot during a standoff with the suspect at a home near 30th and Topping. The suspect was shot and killed by police at the scene of the standoff. Authorities say all three officers who were shot are expected to recover. Today is Amazon Prime Day, or Christmas in July, for Amazon Prime members. Customers will have access to over 1 million deals. Technically, you have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber to take advantage of the deals, but some vendors are offering discounts to all shoppers, and there's also a loophole that allows free trial users to access the sale.
You guys going to buy anything?
Oh, I already have it up right now. I got no monies to purchase anything.
Right.
France, the winner of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. They defeated Croatia 4-2 in yesterday's final. This is France's second World Cup. They also captured the title back in 1998. I honestly had, I don't watch soccer, so I had no idea who won. My mom's posting all these pictures from down at St. John's. She's hanging out with all the Croatians. She's so excited. So I assume for a while that they must have won, because all these pictures are like, we're having the best time. We're eating povatitsa. This is fantastic. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, they had a fun time despite the loss, because they all seemed very happy. And Mattress Firm is offering a dream job for those who want to be paid to sleep, a bed testing snooze term. The company is accepting applications through July 23rd for the paid internship, which involves testing out new beds while chronicling the experience in videos and on social media. Applicants must be at least 18, be proficient in napping, regardless of time of day, be interested in exposure to different surfaces, textures, and sleep positions, and be passionate about sleep and comfort. We have the story and the link to the application up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
You have the perfect person right here. Hello.
I have seen you fall asleep during the 9 o'clock hour of this show.
Yes.
In the middle of meetings, while you were eating.
I fall asleep during the 7 o'clock hour of the show.
That's true.
I fell asleep at the pool yesterday.
Oh, that's unsafe. look at the pink / red skin he's got going on.
Yeah, you want to see sunburn Runa.
Whoa.
Oh, man. That hurts.
It's pink as the pink on your Charlie Hustle shirt.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're going to want a little aloe right
I'm
there.
Thankful that I'm not in that room.
You want to see it special, Joey?
Whoa. Wow, that's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll do traffic and weather coming up next.
We also have more tickets to give away, your chance to win Hall & Oates and Train coming up.
Speaking of my body, here's Pink.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, Train, with special guest Candace Springs. I don't know who that is. I have not heard of Candace, but I'm sure she's wonderful. All going to be at Sprint Center this Friday. You want tickets, 576-7102, doing a round of Urban Myth.
Okay, we'll start in Baser with Brandy. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
All right, Brandy, here's your statement. Boxes of animal crackers were constructed to be Christmas tree ornaments. Truth or myth? Boxes of animal crackers were constructed to be Christmas tree ornaments.
Truth.
It is true. The string on the box was not meant for children to use as a handle. It was placed there so that they could be hung up on Christmas trees.
Really?
Yes. Brandy getting it right, so hang on the line. You're in the running for the tickets.
Okay, let's go to KC, where Jennifer is standing by. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right, Jennifer, truth or myth, your eyeballs stay the same size from birth. Your eyeballs stay the same size from birth, truth or myth?
Truth.
It is myth. People often assume that eyes don't grow, but they do continue to get bigger, as you do. Jennifer does not win the tickets. Okay. Out of the running.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Shonda from Roland Park. Good morning, Shonda.
Good morning.
All right, Shonda. Truth or myth, a man once faked his own death to get out of his cell phone contract. A man once faked his own
death.
That's
an American hero right there.
Did a man fake his own death to get out of a cell phone contract? Truth or myth?
I'm going to say truth. Sad but truth.
Sad but true. Yes, in 2007, Corey Taylor decided to avoid paying his $175 cancellation fee, faked a death certificate. The company figured it out, and he had to pay the fee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, that was the biggest thing that was wrong with that.
I did that with a gym once. I went through that fight of like, look, I haven't been here in 6 months. Let's be real. Can I cancel this or not?
So you faked your own death?
You didn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
Brandy and Shonda's name in the bucket. The winner of the tickets, Shonda, congratulations. You are going to see Hall & Oates along with Train this Friday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the show.
What time does everything get underway on Sprint Center night? Do we know?
Let's see what this
says. Because if you remember, we talked to Daryl Hall a little while ago, and he said, well, we're going to come out, we're going to do a set of Hall & Oates music, and then Train's going to do a set, and then both bands are going to come together, and we're going to do some stuff together.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mix of both. This says 7 o'clock, so I assume 7 o'clock for special guest Candace Springs.
Nice.
And then the mix would begin after that at some point.
That's cool.
I'm going. That's what I got my husband tickets for. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me... Shaylee got my husband tickets for our anniversary this weekend. So thank you, Shaylee.
I mean, you're welcome.
For the free tickets.
It's weird.
I couldn't afford a real gift.
loved.
That's okay. But he's going to like that, right?
Oh, no, he loves Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And tickets.
I think they go back and forth on who closes the night, if Train starts and or Hall & Oates.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Gremlins and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, actress Phoebe Cates is 55.
Well, she gets out of a pool slowly.
That famous scene.
Best lay.
Yep. From Anchorman, Elf, and Old School, comedian Will Ferrell is 51, and actor Corey Feldman is 47. For the first time in a while, Sony Pictures Entertainment claimed the top spot in the weekend box office race. Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation, this week's number one film in North America, earning just over $45 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second was Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then rounding out this week's top five, the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson thriller, Skyscraper, Incredibles 2, and then Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Taylor Swift is shaking off a technical difficulty at one of her concerts that left her stuck in the air. The singer was performing her hit song Delicate when she got stuck in a basket that was supposed to transport her between stages at her show in Philadelphia.
Basket. It's supposed to take me to the other side of the stadium. So what happens now is basically, like, I'm just chilling, waiting to figure out what happens next.
She was eventually placed in another basket and returned to the main stage. We are giving you a chance to see Taylor here at Arrowhead and then down in Dallas. Your next chance to become a finalist for Taylor Swift here and there is between 9 and 10 this morning.
Hopefully they get that thing working by the time she's here.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine just trying to have to fill time? You're just stuck up above a crowd of, what, probably 60,000, something like that. Just,
right.
Just fill some time.
Sure.
What do you do at that moment? Start singing karaoke? She's Taylor Swift. She knows how to handle it.
Charades.
Charades, yes.
And puppets.
And The Hollywood Reporter says former NBA star Dennis Rodman was booed Saturday night while speaking at the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis. Apparently, Rodman struggled during his time, flubbed his lines, received some loud jeers when he made a reference to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who, of course, is good friends with Rodman. The other people who were involved in the roast, Cybill Shepherd was there, Martha Stewart, and Willis's ex-wife Demi Moore showed up as well. We'll be able to see that roast. It is scheduled to air July 29th on Comedy Central.
And Bruce Willis made headlines, too, by saying that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
What?
That's what he says.
That's crazy talk.
It's like how he left the drop the mic. It's not a Christmas movie. Boom. I'm out.
Why would you say that? That whole movie is Christmas-based.
I know.
They're at a Christmas party. Is the line, ho, 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 not a very important part of this movie?
Now I have a machine gun.
Spoiler
ho, ho,
alert.
Ho.
Shaylee, if you haven't seen it by now, I think the statute of limitations is up.
I mean, it did just turn 30 the other day.
What are you saying? That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
All right, tomorrow is the Variety Kids Radiothon.
Yes, all day long. We'll be sharing a lot of amazing stories about all these Kansas City area kids. We will be telling you how you can help. Our goal tomorrow is $50,000.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot. We did hit this last year. We would love to be able to do it again tomorrow. We can do it with your help. So be listening. We'll have a lot of special guests, some celebrities coming through. It's going to be a big day tomorrow.
It's going to be huge. All right. You guys have a good one. Stay cool, I suppose.
Next shot at that Taylor Swift happening before 10 o'clock, and then Jackie Lucky is on her way in with more tickets to give you.
All right. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.